From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Megan Lee. The Lincoln University Board of Curators has decided to bring University President John B. Mosley back from his paid administrative leave. This comes after a weeks-long investigation into Mosley's conduct after the suicide death of Antoinette Bonnie Candia Bailey, who cited bullying from Mosley as a reason for taking her life. The investigation report says the university responded appropriately to Candia Bailey's request for accommodations. But LU Student Government Association President Kenlyn Washington says more could have been done.
I think if you see someone struggling, if you see them crying out for help and they're saying they need help and you're their boss, I think there should be some type of sympathy to say, okay, like, I'm just going to give you that time out. So no, I don't think she got that help.
The university maintains they found no evidence of bullying from Mosley and says they are now more committed to providing more mental health and behavioral health support on campus. An annual market outlook for agriculture in the U.S. projects declining farm income and higher costs for producers. The Missouri Independent reports the University of Missouri's Food and Agriculture Research Institute puts out a report on the state of agriculture in the U.S. every year. The report is a 10-year projection of the agricultural economy. The report finds that low commodity prices, trade headwinds, and higher costs will squeeze profits for farmers. Google is building a $1 billion data center in the Northland area of Kansas City, which will help run all of the tech company's apps and services, including cloud and AI. The development includes a skilled trades readiness program that will begin next year. Matt Sexton, a spokesperson for Google, said the center will employ more than 1,200 workers during construction and about 100 people once it's up and running.
Kansas City has so many factors in its favor, particularly for a project like this, including, you know, available land and a talented workforce.
Google also donated $100,000 to the North Kansas City School District. The company does not currently have a timeline to finish the project. Missouri's oldest restaurant closed its doors earlier this year. The Columbia Missourian reports Missouri's J. Houston Tavern in Arrow Rock was open for almost 200 years. Now, the building faces an uncertain future. For the past 5 years, the J. Houston Tavern has been run by the Friends of Arrow Rock, a nonprofit dedicated to the preservation of the town's historic properties. But on February 10th, the group exercised its right to terminate the agreement with the state to manage the tavern. Now, the state plans to put the concession opportunity up for competitive bid this spring. I'm Megan Lee, KBIA News, Columbia.